What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast. What's going on?
How are you?
Welcome back.
Hey. Hit the Harlem shake.
Real hard, too.
Like the bow wow hard. Like, I always think of that when I think of Harlem Shake. so death represents that. So you gotta do it real hard.
And you know the Millennium Tour is on, so it's like that's the perfect time.
I bought my ticket the other day. I'm gonna be in that thing.
You know I have to YouTube it to make sure it's gonna be actually lit and that they actually gonna do a good job. And from what I've been seeing, it looks like it's gonna be pretty good. So.
It's gonna be worth my little coin yes. that I paid. Like I'm excited. And I've been listening to B2K on Pandora, so I've been getting my yes. whole vibe. Me and Yara just been in the whip, like and knowing all the songs.
Right, it actually sounds really good too. Like it's still like
when they said they went, they had to go back into the studio and re-record like mm-hmm. a lot of the songs or whatever, which I didn't even think of. I thought y'all just gonna put the album on and just.
Right.
Get that shit. But of course, they're not 15 anymore. Mm-hmm. So they have to, like, you know,
make it sound like them.
Do a little voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, are they going to change some of the words? And, like,
some of that shit they didn't change. Some of that shit is the same.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay.
It's the same.
Like, well, you know how little kids, like, I'm only 15. What yes. I need with a wife. Mm-hmm. So, are you not 15 no more?
That. But it's for, still like, from what I saw.
Okay, from nostalgia purposes, we just gonna keep okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
shit.
He was on marriage boot camp, child. Boot camp.
And what
so
else?
He still don't need a wife. He's still gotta get some trust issues.
And he's with the girl. Like he's with that girl. I feel like that girl was with somebody else on Love and Hip Hop.
She was a lesbian.
Yes.
She was a lesbian, but now they're not even together. She's like pregnant by somebody else.
Mm. See, they do too much over there in California. They doing the most.
They really do.
Up there, but
they just. Yes, a whole situation. But I'm ready for the tour, though. I'm gonna get my whole life. So
yeah, it should be fun. So mm-hmm. Harlem Shake. But how was y'all's week? How y'all been?
Busy.
Busy.
Just. I'm just trying to like sell stuff. Like I'm trying to, you know, prepare because I'm not signing my lease again. I'm currently looking for, you know, places that allow me to do month to month. I'm mm-hmm. trying to see what I could come across. Came across one, but they was just as hell, y'all. And I was just like, now wait a minute.
I'm not
about to make y'all rich like that.
Right.
I've been like trying to, you know, just put stuff out, just get organized and everything, and. Did the majority of like basically cleaning up and throwing away things that I don't need. So when I do move up out of here, it can be a seamless transition.
Right.
And that's been taking up a lot of time and basically preparing for the end of the semester because, you know, we got to do the graduation, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So we got to do that, just preparing for that. And just other things that are happening very soon. It's interesting because. There are a few guys at our university who will be coming off for Omega Psi Phi.
Okay. Real to the good, bruh.
This is like a big, big, big deal simply because there has never been like, this is historic, because this will be like the first, you know, national black, you know, Greek letter organization on this campus. So, I feel like it's groundbreaking.
Wow.
Right. So this is their covering and everything. And the way that I don't know all the ins and outs of their process, but they, you know, are trying. And so I'm very proud of the young men who will be coming off for that organization very soon. I'll work directly with them.
That's what's up. So, wow. Damn, Michael, your university was white, weren't they?
White as fuck.
I mean, white as fuck, y'all. Like, even the white Greeks and stuff here, I don't even really be seeing a whole bunch of them here.
Damn.
Like that. So, I mean, they are here, but I don't see like this, just this presence. I don't.
Right.
So I do know that when they come up on the yard, it's definitely getting ready to be a very different ball game. Out, so
they're going to set it out on the
they
yard.
They definitely are. And they trying to do like summer lines and they just trying to do a
to
lot.
To kind of build their numbers up too, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, well, congrats to them.
Yes. And so, you know, next, now you know the sororities have to come next. Like it's just,
absolutely. It has to. The bros can't be out there setting out by themselves.
Right.
With the white Greeks.
Right.
They need their own, you know, community out there.
Right.
And so it's definitely work being done to try to get that started too. Like I know people have been working to start these, you know, to get this started like as soon as possible so that the Black women here can have options for
as well.
Sororities.
Yeah.
So yes. Right. So that's some good stuff that's happening.
Good. Yeah. Yara, we had her first. She turned a month on Friday. Yes, we had a cookout. We had a cookout, barbecue and cake.
Yes.
And shit. I'm playing, y'all. I'm playing. That's so extra. Like maybe like 6 months or something. Like half birthdays and things. Right. But no, we weren't that extra. But and then she had her first little newborn photo shoot.
Yeah.
And so she did good. And then we went to church today. Like, you know, we just been kind of out in the mix, like living our best life, you know?
Yes.
So yes. She's so cute.
My pastor was like, she's a little Danielle. And I was like, let him know. Say a lot for the folks in the back for Richard, who thinks he looks all like her, like him. Like, like, no, that's my twin. Like, don't take that away from me. Like,
yes.
I cannot wait to come home and see this.
Listen, you have got to meet her. Like, and she, like, so she side-eyed me yesterday. Like, I have to send out a video. She straight side-eyed me. Like, and when I called her on it, then she started smiling. And I caught it on video. I caught it all on video. So I had, and I was like, ah, in the video, ah. And Richard's just looking at me like, girl, girl. Because, like, you know, like, when you think back, like, that's the beauty, I think, of technology where, like, I feel like our generation missed out on is that, like, or, like, growing up, I guess there was a fire. My family had a fire, so I don't have a lot of newborn pictures. So, like, it's a general of me as a baby, you know.
Right.
And so, like, I'm trying to make sure to capture as many moments as possible so that when she gets older, she can look back on
her. Yes.
And, like, videos and stuff like that. I just think it's a beautiful thing, like, to capture their growth and so they can see how tiny they were and, like, just how they progress.
Yes.
So I've been trying to make an effort, and even trying to put myself into them because I had a friend tell me, she was like, you know, the biggest advice I can give you is to be in the picture. She was like, now that my mom is gone, like, I look back at my pictures and we don't have any together. Like, she took all these pictures of me, but we don't have any together. And I was like, dang. That's true. Like, I don't have... Yeah, like, y'all can't have... Do y'all have a lot of pictures with y'all's parents?
I don't have a lot of them. I know my mama has a lot of them. So,
okay, okay.
But, I mean,
there's
I don't
some
have
out there, though, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
My family is just like me, so you know how I take pictures of
myself. Extra,
we all do that. We all do that. Oh,
okay,
so
okay.
Ain't nobody ever gonna not have pictures of them. Ever.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. So that's just what we've been up to, and she's just been a little angel, side eyes and all.
That's what's up.
Yes. What you been up to, friend?
Girl, my weeks. Y'all.
What's going on, bro?
The most was just going on. It was literally the most. So, you know, work has been a thing. It has been the most dominating presence of my entire life, right? I'm finally getting to the point to where I'm getting settled in the position, right?
Right. Okay.
And so right now we have like all these new residents and stuff. Like, we are almost at capacity within our community, which is great. However, we've been focusing so much on that we haven't been focusing on staffing. So we don't have adequate staffing to accommodate all of the people who we have now, you know, All the staff is overwhelmed and like working double time and shit. We're overwhelmed. We're working double time and shit. And I'm like, my whole job is to focus on staffing, but I haven't been able to focus on staffing because I've been focusing on move-ins and stuff.
Right.
So it's like, okay, let's pump the brakes on these move-ins. I know we got a few more rooms to fill up, but let's pump the brakes on the move-ins and let's get some of these people hired. So we've just been going on a hiring spree. We just got, like, I'm serious. Like, when I tell you, if people come into the interview and I like them, I like what they say, and then they do the shadow and we like what you do, you getting hired. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The Lord told me to let you on, okay? To put you on, and you came to this door, and I'm just going to put you on.
Putting people on.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes, for sure. Like, for sure. Like, I just been putting people on left and right because I'm trying to get these holes filled. I'm trying to get these people taken care of, because that it makes me feel so bad when, like, you see the schedule or whatever, and then you know that these people that are working don't have the adequate support, you know, to help them whenever they're doing their job, and they're doing their best with what they have, but it's like they need the adequate support, you know. So it just makes me feel so bad when I see a hole and I have to tell them, look, y'all, we have to work short tonight because such and such and such is not going to be able to come, blah, blah, blah. Like, it makes me feel so bad because I know how hard that they work, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, we must stop and we must get this shit taken care of. You know what I mean? So
just make sure to add some bagels in the break room.
Right. We've been buying lunch and shit for everybody. Yes. Like, it's been
at least that helps with the morale until things can kind of, like, you know,
very much so, very
balance
much
out.
Very much.
Because I remember, like, I feel like the last time we talked, you guys had hired a couple more people. So I'm glad that you guys were able to fill even more positions.
Ooh, when I tell y'all, the stress had been so real. Like, not this last week, but the week before, I like literally had a nervous breakdown. Like, it was so much. Yes, it was so much, because it was just like my director, he was out for training, so and like, but while he was out, he was like still talking to prospects, you know. So it's like he's moving forward with all of these prospects and like making deals with people and getting them like to come in, to move in and stuff. Like, everything was like, he was still going while he was there. And so it's like, I'm having to do all of the paperwork on the back end, you know, I'm right. having to take all of the money and get everything put in. I hadn't even been trained completely to know how to do everything. So it's like, I'm like on the phone talking to other directors so that they can train me while I'm putting the stuff in. Like, and then still trying to focus on staffing and make sure that there's coverage for the break. Like, it's like, it was so much. And then on top of my regular life, you know, I had to study for this midterm exam that I just had last week.
Right.
I started not feeling good. I was sick. You know what I mean? So it's just like thing on top of thing. And I just like started feeling really bad about like just life. You know, I'm like, I was like, okay, well, why is like all of this stuff happening to me? Why is so much pressure being put on me? You know, and I feel like I'm always reaching out to people and nobody ever reaches out to me. Nobody ever checks on. And it was a spiral, you know, and I just like ended up breaking down and I cried and like it was just a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, I need to talk to a counselor. I need a therapist. I know.
Yeah,
I need
sit it right on somebody's now. Couch. Shit.
I need to let all of this shit out because it's a lot. Like, it really is a lot when you zoom all the way in to every little thing that you're going through, and it ends up making. It's like making a mountain out of a molehill. You know what I'm saying? Now that I feel better and I'm able to like take a step back and look at the whole picture, it's like, okay, here's the solutions to these. Like, you know, to this problem. Here's the solution to this problem. I just had to be able to do that, but it was so much going on that it consumed me, you know? And so it's just getting back on track and reminding myself that I got this. You know what I'm saying? Because God wouldn't have brought me to this if I couldn't get through this.
Ain't that it?
It's just reminding yourself. Sometimes it be like that. You know what I mean? You
trouble don't last always. That's what I'm pastor preached about today.
Ain't that it? And it's true. It's so true. Like, you know, it's just you. Sometimes you do just have to let it all out. You can't keep carrying it. You can't just, you know, walk through life letting it control you or letting it take over you know what I'm saying, or overtake you. You have to just remember who you are, what you're here for, what you're here to do, and then remind yourself that it's gonna take its time. You know, it's not gonna be perfect, immediately it's going to take its, everything has to run its course. And so mm-hmm. I just look at it as a test, you know, I made it through it and now I'm on the other side and I can, you know, get to the next thing, get to the next level. So that's what it's been. You know, I'm better now. I got my antibiotics and shit. So a bitch is feeling much better. I have my first scheduled appointment with my therapist. It's gonna be on the 29th, so a bitch is ready to come up with some new tools and stuff that I'm of course gonna share with everybody else. Like, cause it's necessary. Like, you don't think about all of the things that you have to go through emotionally and mentally and physically at an administrative level until you actually get into the position. You know what I'm saying? And right. then you start to balance all of those things and it just, you know, it becomes what it is. So you just got to get used to it. And that's what it was. And now that I have, you know, the ability to just stop and focus on what needs to be focused on and take my breaks, you know, when I need to take my breaks and focus on my life and myself. Now I'm feeling much, much better. So it was just, you know, it was necessary. It was something that needed to happen so that I could remember, you know, that life is not just work, you know, and that I got it under control and God got me, you know. So that's how my week has been and stuff, you know. I just keep trudging forward as per usual.
Yes, everything is going to get better for everybody. Like, yes,
for sure.
We just got to keep it going.
For sure. But yeah, I'm glad everybody had a pretty good week, you know, pretty good. Well, it's been 2 weeks, so pretty good 2 weeks, you know. But now let's move over to the shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. What y'all find this week?
Well, I wanted to shout out Arkansas Senator Stephanie Flowers for giving a very passionate speech, slamming Stand Your Ground laws and defending the lives of Black children. She went in during that meeting really was passionate about why, you know, being against the Stand Your Ground laws was important to not only just her, mm-hmm. but the lives of Black children, Black communities, and basically being very clear about what those experiences are like compared to like white communities or white children, because oftentimes those type of, you know, they're not thinking about their children in that way.
Right.
And we have to be worried about if we're going to get shot and killed and by who, basically because they feel threatened. And then most times of those nine times out of 10, I was, you find that the white person is the one that basically started the shit, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're feeling threatened by my presence. And so somehow you being threatened by that gives you license to shoot and kill me. And then you get off. Mm-hmm. So it's definite issue, and she took issue with that, and I want to shout her out for that because she was fierce.
Oh, for sure she was. For sure.
Yeah, she was.
Like, I hadn't seen the video, but when y'all shared it and I saw it, it just made me feel like your grandma, you know, when your grandma is telling
right.
you off. That's what it reminded, it gave me very much that. Like, and she let them people know, and I hope they motherfucking heard her.
God, ain't that it in that order?
Yes, and if they did not, then they better replay it because the shit was on what, CNN? She
replayed it. Was everywhere. Shit. I think it was everywhere. Like,
replay that shit because she fucking went the fuck in and then she needed to, because we haven't been having that conversation, and it's a conversation that definitely needs to be on the table.
So. And I think it was a sweet reminder that we do have, you know, our elders out there still doing work. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not, the job's not right. done, you know, mm-hmm. and they're still in these positions fighting for us, and we need to do our part too. So right. I'm glad whoever videotaped this spread this shit around and it went as viral as it did.
Yes, for sure. And then I wanted to shout out Jordan Peele for scoring 100% on Rotten Tomatoes for us.
Yes.
That is a huge deal. He got 100%. They are here promoting the movie right now. I think they just had the UK premiere this past weekend or something like that. But they're out here like really doing an amazing job. It's been getting wonderful reviews. And people are out here, they're saying that he's becoming the new Spielberg. But... which is a great, you know, comparison or whatever, but I would say that he's not becoming the new Spielberg. I would say that mm-hmm. he is just him within himself, you know what I'm saying? Because right, his movies are strictly him from his mind and his inception. So I like, it's cute that y'all comparing him to a Spielberg, you know what I'm saying? But this is Jordan Peele. Remember the name, you know what I'm saying? This is a strong black man who is making huge strides in the creative movie industry. So it's like, give him his flowers, you know what I'm saying? And keep doing what you're doing out here, Jordan. We see you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that just makes me want to like shout out all the other young black creatives. Like, you'll get to that level. Just keep pushing. Like, I saw that, I think some of you guys said that you've seen it too, that trailer, that Fresh Prince trailer.
Yes.
And it was just so dope. And it just reminds me like how really creative young black individuals are. Mm-hmm. And so just keep tapping into that creativity and just not being afraid to push the limits and do what you feel, you know, is necessary, and forget all the naysayers and keep going until you get a yes. Like, people gonna tell you no, and I'm sure they told Jordan Peele no all the time, or disregarded his work, and you see where he is now. Mm-hmm. Like,
keep on
putting out content that is super, like, just different. You know, we rarely see black people in thrillers, you know, where we're not only in them but living at the end, you know. That's why I'm curious, like, to watch this Us, because I'm just really curious to see how this is gonna end. But shout out to all the young black creatives, like, we see you out here.
Yes, keep putting that word.
Hey.
And so now we are going to move over to the main topic segment, the vent. And today it is Michael's turn to lead the discussion, so go ahead and take it away, bro.
So today I wanted to talk about the college admission scandal. Ooh. And so just to provide just a little context. So if you all haven't been following, on March 12th, the United States federal prosecutors charged 50 people who were allegedly part of a scheme to influence admissions decisions at several American research universities. So these are the elite institutions. And so basically, like, the wealthy parents of college applicants are being accused of paying more than $25 million between 2011 and 2018 to basically, like, a college admissions counselor who used the money to fake student test scores and bribe college officials. So, yes, it is a big deal. This is, like, the largest scandal scheme in its history. So it's a lot of moving pieces that have been involved in this. A lot of people have been, you know, basically have been, you know, they basically have been brought in and they're pleading guilty. And then when one person pleads guilty, that leads them acting. So they've been trailing these people. So this has been going on for a while. So just to provide some context to it. And I just want to, you know, provide that and also just ask the first question, like, what are your initial thoughts regarding the college scandal and some of these elite institutions?
White mess. This is exactly what I thought of. Like, oh, here comes some white mess. Like,
but y'all talk about
little Timmy, mediocre ass little Timmy, and the parents. You know, it just, oh God, like, I just can't. I wasn't even surprised, to be honest. I really wasn't. I was surprised that more so the celebrities that were named, in particular, old girl from Full House, like, and the Big House little memes have been giving me life. Like, I just died. I literally just died. But it just made me wonder, like, I wonder how long this shit been going on. Like, much longer, you know, much longer than even what they probably have record of now. You know what I mean? And they want to blame us for taking spots or whatever, but really, like, this is just more white mess. Like, you're mediocre ass kids.
Mediocre and bad.
And bad.
Out here just trying to be the same, follow the crowd, like that, and then y'all are having to do these types of things to cover up for them, you know, or to try to make them into something, you know.
Right.
It's like bullshit.
But I just feel like the money they put in to do this, they could have paid for their education somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? There's so many other great universities out there. You didn't need to lie and cheat your way into, you know, I get the names, you know, or whatever, but there's still people out here busting their ass from other universities competing with, you know, the high, you know, mm-hmm. name ones, I guess. Yes. Like, I don't know. I just wasn't like, what were your thoughts, Michael? Like, I just wasn't surprised. Like, I was just like, well, damn. Like, I'm glad it's out. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we know that their asses have been doing this for years.
Right.
I mean, when I saw it, I was happy about it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm like, don't get me wrong. Like, it goes against so many ethical principles within a higher education enterprise, whatever. But when we look through the history of American higher education and who it was designed for originally, mm-hmm. it all makes sense to me. And so we can trace mm-hmm. that back to the elite colleges like Harvard, Stanford, Dartmouth, and Yale and all of them, and how it was really just for the education of wealthy white men. And mm-hmm. so higher education has since transformed significantly, but it still goes back into what you do in the dark mm-hmm. will come
to the light. In that order.
Come on. You know, and so when I saw this, I was like, well.
Look at what we got here.
Looky. I found myself a cookie.
Yeah. So y'all, you mean to tell me y'all got to pay? They can't just get in because they are qualified or that they actually put in hard work to be unique and just be this individual to be competitive. You had to go to the extent to pay, to bribe, and to, you know, arrange things in a way to make it so that your child could have a spot in that incoming class. Mm-hmm. All right. You know what I'm like? I felt advised at that point. I was like, okay. This is happening. And this is not to say that this hasn't happened before, mm-hmm. but the extent to which this one is, it's monumental in that there are a lot of people involved in this. I know two of the celebrities, but there are a lot of families that have rich, wealthy families. And as far as I'm concerned, I think they're all white. I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain that they're all white.
Oh, I would bet money they're all white.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so it's like, when I heard about it, I was like, it's a goddamn shame, but you know what? It's good that they're put on, their business is on Front Street mm-hmm. so people can see this shit, because, you know, mm-hmm. it's a goddamn shame.
It's crazy, too, because, like, the guy who was actually taking all of the bribes and stuff, he created a nonprofit organization to accept the money.
Right, so it's like
you're using these organizations. Yes, you using these fake ass, fraudulent ass organizations to steal or take all of this money just so you can bribe other people to get these kids in. And they was doing treacherous shit, like treacherous shit. They out here, motherfucking allegedly, fucking paying for to come up with like these fake articles or whatever to like say that kids had learning disabilities when they didn't, so that they could like get special accommodations for the SAT and the ACT.
Oh my god.
They were like fraud, like paying off coaches and stuff so that they could like
and make I'm glad the kids, you said like, this mm-hmm. Because I think I was thinking of it on the collegiate level, but a lot of these colleges did not know. Because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, Josh, you and I used to work in admissions. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be so fucking hard mm-hmm. to do that shit. Yes. You know what I mean?
And
to like,
try. Mm-hmm. You remember? People
and we
try.
And people try, and we mm-hmm. would input. I mean, we did a lot of the inputting, like. But I'd be damn, you're going to have to slide me a nice one for me to fry. Nurse. But we also had, it wasn't just us. No, you know what I mean? We had evaluators. We had and double checked and scanned in as proof. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. and like you said, people tried to like change up transcripts and shit like that. And so we had to put processes, you know, procedures in place to check those. You know what I mean? And so now that you say it was like at the post-secondary level, their high school, mm-hmm. like that makes more sense. Like, yes. I can really see that shit happening. Like,
mm-hmm. like they were setting it up to where like they could bypass from going to the, you know how you take the test at like the specialized centers or either at, like,
right.
They was paying people off to where they could bypass that and they could fly to where he was and take it with him. And
they had a special
like it was just some treacherous shit.
That's that privilege mm-hmm. ass shit. It just all comes down to privilege.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So like my mind, like what you said, Danny, like when I heard about it, I was like, of course they are doing it. Of course. Like, what? Yeah. I wouldn't expect them to do any less, because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Then they try to hold the spotlight on us when something small happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? They are wanting to hold Jussie Smollett, for instance, accountable. Yes. For lying. When lying. Y'all are motherfucking lying, paying whole bills, paying house payments and shit, mm-hmm. just to get your kids into school. Not to invest into their education, like, oh my God, let's make sure you get a tutor, let's make sure you are in the right organizations. No, I'm gonna pay somebody else to sneak your ass into the school. Like, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But y'all wanna try to hold us accountable and y'all wanna hold us to the fire. You know what I'm saying? It's like, when are you gonna take ownership of your own shit? When are you gonna hold that mirror in front of your face?
Exactly. You know? They are gutter snipes.
I'm telling you.
A goddamn gutter snipe.
Oh my God.
Damn, out here. They out here.
Out here.
Doing treacherous shit.
Trifling. Just fraudulent. Just mm-hmm. just unacceptable.
Well, and I had just saw on the news too that they were talking about like repercussions, like mm-hmm. I know the universities were talking about, like, anybody that was admitted, we're taking that away. Mm-hmm. They even talk about people who've been admitted, did their 4 years and got diplomas, mm-hmm. they was gonna snatch them.
Ooh.
And so one of the guys was like, damn, okay, too much. Like, he feels like a lot of these kids don't deserve that mm-hmm. part of it. Like, if they went through, they've done everything to earn their degree. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if your parents lied and cheated, gave money to get you in, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't to keep you in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Let's just pull back the whole sheet, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of layers to this.
Oh, for sure.
And it's probably some other components of these universities that are going to come into the conversation. If they go as far as to try to revoke or take their degrees, and then certain people start saying, well, you know, I did this and such, we might find a lot of people going down.
For sure. Yeah. You have to think about it. Like, these are the same folks that's covering up shit that they kids do at the motherfucking universities, like bitches mm-hmm. who are out here in these frats and shit, out
raping
here molesting and raping
and
bitches.
Mommy and daddy is
covering
paying money
up.
To the university to cover it up.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. Just like that one dude who got off after raping those girls and got what? Some probation?
Like, right. 3 years of probation? 6 months probation or something.
Like, bitch, what?
Disrespectful. Yeah. Like, it was just like, wait a minute, really?
Oh, white privilege.
It's a heinous fucking crime.
Right, but it's money. It's all about money. Mm-hmm. If you have the money to pay these lawyers or to pay these people off or whatever, they don't give a damn what you do. They will cover it up. They will give you a slap on the wrist and let you walk. It's all
about
money.
Well, and I know
money.
They're going to get a slap on the wrist. We're probably after a week or two, we're not going to hear anything else about
this. Oh,
for
sure. Oh, except from our black asses, because we're going to continue to talk about it.
Hello.
Like, I mean... Right. What?
Right. And I also hear, like, people are trying to sue.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's other white people, but I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. Just kind of saying, like, oh, it's not fair. Y'all got in, my kids didn't. Mm-hmm. So if it was, like, the universities that were on the list of, like, this had happened to, mm-hmm. that people were going to sue saying, oh, my child didn't get in, and they met the requirements or whatever, and you let... Mm-hmm. little Johnny from around the way get in and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, and then I hear that there's students suing because now it makes them look like they did get in and graduated or are trying to graduate. And they're saying that now this scandal has made it where people are going to question mm-hmm. whether they got in on merit or
if their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But
people are saying that's not even like a real case, like, because it's all, you know, by chance, I guess. Like, there's no way to say, oh, because of this situation, you're not going to get a job. Like,
right.
People are going to assume that you didn't work for your degree that your parents paid. I mean, you know.
Exactly. And that leads me into my second question. And this is that, why do a lot of white people think that people of color are taking up admission spots through affirmative action when it's actually wealthy white people who are paying for their kids who don't qualify to get in?
Ignorance. because they want to blame. Pure ignorance. They want to point the finger and blame everything on everybody other than themselves, and they don't. They like, oh, it couldn't be us. But you know what everybody is capable of. You know what your people are capable of. And it's like, you have to take ownership of that. Like, you have to take ownership of the fact that these hoes is out here paying their way through life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not working their way, but paying their way.
They're paying their way.
Old money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From their families and shit like that. They paying their way through life. And you got to hold yourself accountable just like you try to hold us accountable. If you're going to hold us to the flame, hold your shit to the fire too.
Yeah.
Right. It's sickening because... it just makes me think like, oh, fucking Becky and Tommy are mediocre as fuck, and you're mad about it, so you're going to sit up here and pay what you need to pay to help them get in, because you want to continue. You want that name. You want what that name is going to bring. And in other aspects, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
And it's like, a lot of insecurity, too. Like, I think that we as Black people have always persevered, like, through history. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what you throw at us, we've come out on top. Sure. Definitely, it's been a struggle, you know. And so the thought of, like, seeing us at these prestigious universities or not going to those prestigious universities and still getting thriving. A good job and thriving and making it, just it makes them feel some type of way. And so instead of just admitting like, damn, they're handling their shit, it's like, oh, you only got in or you only got that because of affirmative action. Like, it's their own insecurities and ego. Exactly. So, exactly. Or because your granddaddy paid $5 and got in, and so now you're a legacy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm sure a lot of universities go by that as well. Like, well, I know OSU does. Like, legacy is a big thing. So
it sure is.
You didn't get in on your name alone, boo.
That's it.
While we, on the other hand, have to.
Yes. Because a lot of us is first generation. Now
a lot of us are first generation.
Like, because you can make the GPA and hit the requirements and stuff, but you still got to compete. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You still got to be competitive. So it's like, if you don't have nothing out here to make yourself, to put yourself in an advantageous situation, then it's like, you fucked. It don't matter if it's affirmative action or not. Like, it's still a pool of people, and those people are still applying, and it's still a competition between them. You know what I'm saying? So just because you make the grade and you meet the mark and you have the right, what is it called? The activities. Shit and stuff like that doesn't mean that you're going to
you
get
know it. They was lying about that shit, because when you think about it, in admissions, like, do we check that shit? Like oh, I was president over student council, I was president of my class officers. Like, nobody really checks that shit. We're hoping that you're gonna exactly, but a lot of them do.
Yeah,
a lot of them think that if I put X, Y, and Z, and it makes me look better, even though they're lying their fucking asses off.
See, like, OSU, they don't really give a damn. Like, you might be able to slide in through the holistic, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they still gonna question your ass down. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna question your ass down. But when it comes to, like, everything else, no, you gotta make that grade. We're gonna input all of your stuff in the system, and if you don't hit that GPA, sorry, boo. You know, like, it's just, it is what it
and
is.
And boo, PE and basketball didn't go on count in the GPA.
No, girl. You took all them extracurriculars, bitch. No, that is not. What did you get in your look core curricular courses?
Yeah, honey. The reading math, science, and social studies, boo. That's what we looking at.
Shit. No.
But yeah, I think it just kind of boils down to their egos and insecurities. Oh, like, sure. Can you imagine enslaving people for hundreds and hundreds of years and they still finding a way to come out on top? Fucks with you a little bit, I would imagine.
I'm sure
it's running them crazy.
They're going to have to go ahead and get used to it, because we out here and we making
moves. And drinking all those white tears. We're drinking them all.
Hello.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Y'all ain't doing shit but exposing y'all's true identities more and more. With each layer that pulls back, we just exposing yourselves more and more. We see you.
It's laughable, really. It really is laughable, because it's like, we're busting our asses while you guys are just You're just paying your money. And that's why I think we'll never have equality. We'll never have equality. Mm-hmm. As long as there's folks out here like them who think they can pay their way through anything. But that's how the system has been paid up. I mean, has been built to be. Like, just pay your way out of any situation. I mean, they did it with their criminal acts. The fuck? Why would they with their education? Because it almost does surprise me, really, that people will go to this extent, you know, like, to do all this.
Yeah.
They're paying for their name. They're paying for their prestige. Mm-hmm. All this elitism that's associated with it. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that you get access to because of graduating from one of these elite institutions. They're trying to maintain all of that. They're trying to keep all of that and want to pass it down to their kids and do the same thing for the next generations. It's like a meal ticket. It's like a meal ticket.
It's definitely a meal ticket.
In so many ways. And it's
because you can't deny that, you know, being a graduate of these universities puts you in a different bracket. I mean, we hate to say it because I feel like all education is, getting an education, graduating from higher education is like wonderful, no matter where you go. But, you know, these other universities have a weight to them, you know? And so I do feel like, I don't know, it's kind of like a, I don't know, like when we talk about whether they should be having their degrees revoked, it's shit. I mean, you shouldn't have gone there in the first fucking place. You know what I mean? So it's like, but then it's like, what if, you know, a lot of the conversation was like, well, what if these students didn't know? You knew your parents was doing some shit to get you in. Like,
you know, if you
you're not completely innocent of it, you know? You know you didn't bust your ass in science. You know you didn't bust your ass in sports or whatever that got you that good recommendation letter. Like, y'all was lying and the truth wasn't in y'all. So.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's fucked up.
I say we take it all away.
Take it all away. Because I mean, I think what people fail to remember is that all of this shit, this whole, all these systems and shit, is all man-made. You know what I'm saying? Everything is man-made. So it's like you're fighting and paying and cheating and stealing your way into these organizations and stuff for the prestige or whatever, but it's all an illusion. It's all man-made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need all of that to live your best life. You know, you can go out. A lot of these tech schools are amazing. You know what I'm saying? They out here teaching you exactly what you need to know in order to get what you need to get. You know what I'm saying? You can create your own business and stuff just by going to a trade school, you know, or going to community college or whatever, as long as you're getting the education. But they're wanting to pay for the name. They're wanting to pay for the this degree, this symbol, this status, you know, to put them as a cut above the rest. But it's you, the individual, is what makes you the cream of the crop, not the name
that's behind it. Because yes, you can graduate from Harvard, but what the fuck did you do while you were there?
Exactly.
What do you have to show for? Like, what is your work ethic? And to me, that shows a piss poor of your work ethic. If you got to cheat and lie your way into something, that shows me that you don't have a great work ethic.
Oh, for sure.
That you're lazy. Mm-hmm. Truth be honest. To be honest, I wouldn't want to hire you anyway.
No. Not at all. But it's like people always forget about that piece of it. And so it's like, that's why they are willing to go through these lengths in order to get their kids into these organizations and institutions and stuff, you know, and cover up all of the ignorant, degrading shit that they do. You know what I'm saying? They'll pay all of this money and shit with no thought, no question or whatever, because they want to make it look like it's all good. You know what I'm saying? They want to make them look squeaky clean when they are absolutely not. And it's like, y'all need to open your eyes to the reality of the situation. Start fixing the problems, which is with the individuals. Start fixing the problems, which is with the overall institution, you know, in the systems that are in place. Start, you know, you have to start from the ground up. You know, but instead of doing that, they just feed it into the system and playing into it. It's like trash. It's all trash.
It is. And I mean, it's sad, y'all. Like, it's frustrating. And it makes me think about just the whole idea. And this takes me to my next question. Like, and I want to ask you all, like, I know we've been expressing like different feelings around this, but like how does it make you feel to know that these people are literally paying for their unqualified child to be admitted, when other students, especially students of color, are breaking their backs to get it on their own merit.
Yeah.
Like, just when you just really sit and just think about the totality of what that means, mm-hmm. it's like, what in the fuck? Like, when you really sit and think about it, like, and those feelings around it, like, what do you, how do you all, like, feel about that? Like, how does that affect you?
I feel anger. I feel absolutely hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because think about how many of us never have the option, who never think about it ever even being an option because of the mm-hmm. fact that they don't have the money. You know?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, that's that. A lot of people will give up, a lot of kids, especially from our backgrounds or whatever, they will give up before they even try. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Because of the just money. Because of the money. You know, part. The money alone. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, it's really fucked up. Not because they don't have the talent. Not because they don't have the ability. You know, it's because they don't have the money. And it's like, then to see that the people who do have the money but don't, but lack literally everything else, are out here making the way. You know what I'm saying? It just is really mm-hmm. fucked up, and it makes you hurt. You know what I'm saying? It makes you angry to know that there are people who are qualified out here, mm-hmm. who have innate gifts, innate talents out here to be able to adequately run these Fortune 500 companies or build, be the next brand ambassador for such as, like, you have the ability to do that, but never even think about it, considering the fact that you don't have the money to fund the education to get the degree mm-hmm. to, you know what I'm saying? It's really fucked up. It's a fucked up system.
It really is.
Yeah.
And then it just makes you think, like, I think about Yara and the things that she may want when she gets older, you know, and telling your kids, like, if you work hard and you bust your ass and you, you know, put your everything into it, you can reap the benefits of the things that you want, you mm-hmm. know, and that includes, like, the school you want to go to, mm-hmm. you know, but knowing that she could get denied because maybe they reached their black quota for the month mm-hmm. or, mm-hmm. you know, or another white person that paid their way in took her spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll never know. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me just feel like, well, should I just push HBCUs on my child? So she doesn't even have to worry about that scandalous bullshit, you know? But at the same time, it's like, I want her to go where she wants to go, you know? But I always wonder, like, you know, while she busted her ass to get there, because, baby, I'm a school teacher. I ain't got mm-hmm. bands on bands to fabricate any damn thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't. Hell, if you can't make the grades, baby, community college is right down mm-hmm. the road till you can get that GPA up. Ain't that and you can mm-hmm. show me that you can go to a 4-year university.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think that is overlooked a lot of the time, too. Like, the fact that instead of, like, instilling in them, okay, you got to make it to this university, you got to get into, look at these schools. Instead of looking at it like that, I think we should think about, we should play it into the part of, like, focus on you. What is best for you?
For
you know
you,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. you don't have to go out and work for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I understand getting experience. I understand stacking your mm-hmm. coins so you can start your own. But the goal is to start your own.
To
so
start
that you
your
don't
own.
Have to follow the rules of somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you can build your own way up, just like you're working mm-hmm. your ass off in school to make the grades, you work your ass off in life too to make sure that your business is successful and that you are successful in all that you do and you can do it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You don't need nobody else's approval. You don't need nobody else's validation. You need to believe in yourself and be able to pull and tap into the inner God that's within you to pull that out and be your best self. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? I think that's what we have to start telling ourselves. That's what we have to start telling our youth so that they mm-hmm. know, okay, even if Becky did get into the school that I didn't get in, I'm still cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
that ain't got her
best.
Journey ain't got nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
Yours. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, yes, it is frustrating when it comes to, like, I guess just the simple fact of knowing, like, damn, I worked my ass off. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you probably just got in just because your parents paid. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, that's their business. You know what I mean? Like, if how shitty, like, you know what I mean, like mm-hmm. I would just feel bad as a person, like, damn, I didn't have to work for this, like mm-hmm. to me personally, I really would, but you know, not everybody thinks that way. But as long as, like, you handle your own business and, like you said, worry about, you know, uplifting yourself and building on your own so you don't have to depend on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important.
It right? definitely, I mean, definitely, it's bothersome, though.
For sure.
Just to be honest, for you know. Sure. But sure. it's just not surprising, you know, even right. by the time, you know, I can't even imagine what education is going to really look like by the time Yara goes off to college, ooh. You know, but I do hope it's better. I really do.
Right.
I hope, all I can do is hope and pray that it'll be better and more, you know, this will be a wake up call for systems to be put in place, you know? Mm-hmm. This says right. a lot to the admission counselors. Like,
it does.
What are y'all's ethics and y'all's morals? Like,
they don't have none, because clearly, I mean, it's a counselor who did all of this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Robbing fucking coaches to get them to fake, like, these kids as athletes and they not really athletes. Like, what the fuck? Come on now, bitch.
Exactly.
Go throw a ball. Let me see how you throw, girl. Let me see how you hit this tennis ball. Can you hit it, girl? No.
And I feel like that's only beneficial, like, if you're actually going to play.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And once they watch your ass, they're going to be like, okay, oh, this bitch ain't never played a day in her life.
You playing right. games, playing in the backyard. The right, bitch.
Right.
Bitch, what you playing dodgeball out there? Like, I'm just confused.
Bitch out here, like, no, mm-mm. It made me think of, like, them Ariana Grande videos where she be, like, in the fucking gym working out, but you know she ain't working motherfucking out. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit that they do it. Like, out here,
oh being gosh.
Ariana Grande for education, bitch.
Right. Like, that's no. exactly what that is.
Playing.
You playing with my emotions, Smokey. And I don't appreciate it.
No, my bitches out here really motherfucking sweating, putting their blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I'd be goddamned. I fucking strived to get into fucking college.
Hello.
And when
hello.
I got in, I was like, bitch, what? I actually got in? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Me too. I cried when me I got too. In because I could not believe it. OSU accepted my ass.
Me too.
My black ass. Like, now I got to bitch? Put some real work in to make sure I stay here. You
and
know?
Did. Right. And did.
And did. I didn't have the money to lie, cheat. Hello.
Goddamn. But bitches made it to the other side through hard work and persistence and tenacity.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Dedication. You
dedication,
hear me?
Dedication, ain't that it? Hoes paid
had a
the
coin
price.
To get through.
You know
hello?
What I'm saying? And not just money, not financial, bitch.
Right.
Because, bitch, I still ain't got it.
Ain't that it? Still paying for it. Still paying for it. The fuck? True. It's an investment. But you got to invest more than just money. You got to invest your time, your energy, boo. Like, you know what I'm saying? No. It's much more than just money. Like, it's not all about money because, what, you gonna pay money to go and make money? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
You gonna keep paying. Like, it's just an illusion. It's an illusion. Like, go out there
and
be
I really
your best.
Think it just sets, this is how we have those entitled ass people. Mm-hmm. Like, entitled kids become entitled ass adults, mm-hmm. Entitled ass grandparents who have more entitled ass kids and grandkids, mm-hmm. and the generations just keep going and going and going and going.
For sure. And they don't see nothing wrong with it.
And they don't see anything mm-hmm. wrong with it.
But
anything,
they
want to
point the finger at us and Jesse Smollett. Oh, look at oh my God, Jesse. Look at Jesse over there. Lying. He's lying
you know
about
what?
Things.
I was really surprised that, so Richard was really upset about it too. And he was like, you know, I just feel like it's another, and because sometimes you wonder about heterosexual men and their thoughts about gay men and their actions. Mm-hmm. You know, you just never know how they're going to feel. Mm-hmm. But I was really shocked when Richard was like, you know, it's at the end of the day, he's another black man being locked up for mm-hmm. some shit that white people do all the time.
All
he
the
was
time.
Like, this man's about to get felony charges over just a lie. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? At the end of the day, just a lie.
Whereas these like, bitches
damn.
Is not only just fucking lying, but they are
they
paying
raping, killing.
Fraudulent activities out here mm-hmm. paying to get their kids into these motherfucking institutions and shit. And,
right.
and probably more. Probably yes. much
oh,
more.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Oh, but let's all point the finger at Jesse and his lie. Oh my God, I can't believe he lied about that. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Get the
right.
fuck out of here. Y'all focus on the wrong shit. You want to focus put the spotlight on other people, on they shit, the little shit that they doing, while y'all mm-hmm. out here scamming and scheming to y'all way through life. The fuck?
Through life. You hear me?
You hear me? But it always makes me think about the fact that in the Bible it says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So yeah, who is the motherfucking enemy? Y'all out here killing, y'all out here stealing, y'all out here destroying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Look at our communities versus what they used to be. Y'all did that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all sucked the life out of this. Like, you know what I mean? And then y'all want to point the finger at us for not being able to keep up into this system that y'all created. Y'all created this system for us to fail. Y'all did this. Y'all ain't even winning in the system. You got to pay your way just to be in the system, bitch.
Exactly. Come on.
Just to get in.
Hello. Hello, somebody.
And I'm motherfucking saying it because it needs to be said. Because, like y'all got it fucked up. Y'all got it twisted. Y'all want to focus on us while we out here struggling and making it. While y'all are out here fucking got everything that you could ever imagine, everything y'all could ever dream and hope for, and still ain't making it.
Try to find a way to scheme their way in.
Yes. Like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up.
But you know what? They've been doing it for so long. I don't even think they know any other way. You know what I mean? I really don't. Even when you think about, when I think about college admissions, you know how they ask for your Native American card because that can give you whatever else, maybe entered into a scholarship or something like that. Even that's a lie. Your granddaddy probably paid $5 for that damn Native American card.
Yes,
because
you know,
because majority of the I know it where we worked, majority of the Native American cards came from white kids.
Wow.
Pale, blonde eyed, blue eyes, blonde hair, blue eyes. And you're like, Native American where?
And I watched a documentary about that.
So they didn't grow up on a reservation.
No.
No. Niggas,
motherfuckers would pay in order to get their name added to the fucking thing.
The scroll. Yes.
They would pay to
pay, they call it $5 Indians. Yes. They literally paid $5 back then to be added to reap the benefits of the Native American.
And that's real facts. Real facts.
Wow. When I heard about that, I was like, oh, shit.
So it is, that's what I'm saying. It's not a surprise. You've been doing this shit for centuries. Centuries. Yes. Kill, steal, and destroy. Like, but y'all want to point the finger at everybody else who's out here just literally trying to survive. Live their lives to survive. But y'all are like, oh, you have too much. You have more than what I think you need. So I'm going to kill you. I'm going to take it from you so I can have it. And you still out here not winning. You still not winning. Like, so it's like, you need to just give up. You need to give up and be you. Be your best you. You know, you ain't got to fake your way. You ain't got to play your way. You ain't got to pay your way through life. You just have to continue to be. And whatever you be, you are. And be that. You know what I'm saying? We do it all the time.
All the time.
And people just so happen to like it. And it be what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But you can do the same thing. And it's like, live in your truth. Live in your own fullness. Instead of trying to pay and fake and cheat your way into somebody else's fullness, because it's just not for you, boo.
It ain't.
It ain't for you.
No.
And that leads me into this last question. And it's, you know, I feel like it's kind of deep, but here we go. the admissions scandal is bringing attention to racism in both the education and criminal justice systems. Do you think the college cheating scam actresses will be jailed like the black moms who use fake addresses to send kids to better schools?
No. I hope so, but no.
They might be tried, but they won't. They'll get off.
Yeah, they'll probably get probation or fine.
Because they can pay. They can pay. They have the money to pay. You know what I'm saying? Just like the lady who played Becky on Full House. Her bail was what, $1 million? She paid that shit and was out. Like, what? Did she even go in?
Right.
Like, I mean, it's nothing to them. Like, of course their name might be included on something or whatever, but they got the money and these lawyers to get all of that shit removed.
You know what I'm saying?
They have the way. But see, we don't have that. These black moms, these black dads, they don't have the ability to do that. You know what I'm saying? So if they name get pulled or whatever and they end up on somebody's record or whatever, have some type of record, they don't have the money to be paying people off and like getting lawyers and all of this stuff. So of course they're going to have to take the jail time and stuff.
Right. Well, just like we have young black men right now in prison for shit they didn't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
For sure.
For rape, or quote unquote raping folks that they never laid hands on. Mm-hmm. But yet we have proof or witnesses pointing out these white boys and they still get off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's very similar just like that. So I don't think that they're going to have to reap what they sow in terms of jail time. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get some type of consequence, but nothing nearly mm-hmm. as changing some fucking addresses compared to just mm-hmm. years mm-hmm. and just lies on lies on lies. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't believe it. The changing of test scores, like, oh my God, that's a lot of shit.
I mean, even one of them accepted $100,000 to say that student was going to be basically coming on as a player on that team. Mm-hmm. And they probably weren't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't. They're just trying to see what they can get. Mm-hmm. And it also ties back to, like, money and how a lot of, you know, I know you've heard this phrase, like, oh, everybody has a price. And then it's like, it's sad because these people are literally demonstrating that money is the most important thing to them. Right. Yes, they're working at an institution that's supposed to transform the lives of those who come into there, and they're supposed to be better after having come than they, you know, leaving it before they came. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they are, so don't get me wrong, like, I understand that sometimes salaries aren't what they need to be, and especially with the education. But at the same time, y'all are sitting up here just doing some exploitive shit.
Yeah.
Clearly exploitive. And Absolutely. Y'all are trying to reap all these benefits. Like, y'all are just despicable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should be a shame. Should be a goddamn shame.
And I know admission counselors get paid a lot more than school teachers. So even then, that's not an excuse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess when you're talking, when somebody's trying to slide you hundreds of thousands and millions, I guess that's a whole nother story. And you're thinking, oh, what will it hurt? Mm-hmm. What's a few kids? But when y'all all out here, clearly it ain't just one school doing mm-hmm. this shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Clearly it's several schools, several mission counselors trying to sneak kids into these universities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lie, not even just lie kids' ways into these universities.
For sure. For sure. It's sad. It's sickening. It really is.
It really is. Because to me, it's not that deep. Like,
no,
it's not. You know, it's really not. It's like, not
right.
That's why I said,
especially like, because a lot of these privileged ass kids, especially that come from money, their parents own stuff anyway. And a lot of times they end up going and working for their parents, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like, I don't know. And maybe I shouldn't just assume and stereotype and just assume that's what. But if with that kind of money, mm-hmm. y'all should be starting a little business up for little Timmy mm-hmm. since you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
or sure. Do y'all not even have faith in y'all's own kids? Mm-hmm. You know, like.
Right. And that also just speaks to their parenting skills. Like, let's talk about
how did we get to like, senior year and little Timmy's grades are shit mm-hmm. when y'all got the money for so having a tutor. Clearly,
right,
tutor, all of that, all of
but I bet little Timmy didn't think he had to work.
And they probably
my parents
focused.
Are probably just yeah, my parents are. We'll get it figured out. Yeah. I bet it was that privileged ass entitled shit.
They was not thinking about Timmy's future at the time. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Not while he was in high school. They thinking about college. Oh, well, you gotta get in the right college to you know. But they ain't thinking about him in school and all these C's and D's and F's and shit that he bringing home. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? You should have been.
That
doing
makes
the work
me think
then.
Of. I wonder if it was like what's that new show? Oh, what's that show? And it was like really like it has Derek Luke in it. 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how he was so fucking privileged, but he was always like partying and shit. And mm-hmm. he was raping all them girls, molesting all those girls. Mm-hmm. And his parents just found a way to just dump it on the door. So I wouldn't be surprised if really they just wasn't handling business all year long. But mm-hmm. his parents had it good with the school and good with the teachers and found a way to just, you know?
Yeah. That's what they do. It's the American way.
Mess.
It's the American way. Capitalism at its best.
Mm-hmm.
Pay your
capitalism
way through.
Capitalism as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna pray y'all just wants to go to a HBCU.
Right. And we're gonna uplift her and encourage her and every uplift decision that she her. Right.
And, you know, we just need our own. Y'all see Dr. Umar came out with his own school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the building of where the school's gonna be. Somebody said that looked like a closed ass daycare. And I said, damn, y'all have to do
That's a whole other conversation.
So we won't go there. We won't go there. But we're just gonna pray over our black children that they know their work and know that, you know, that their hard work will be recognized. Mm-hmm, you know,
for sure.
And don't let the actions of these white people make them feel like
any less.
They're not worth it, you know, or that they don't deserve to be. Well, and you know, I boost HBCUs, but when I, like, I saw the video where it was like, I think they were eighth graders.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have been eighth graders because I don't even think they were in high school. And maybe they were seniors. Maybe they were seniors. And it was like they had all applied to Harvard and had got in. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and not necessarily, they probably won't all want to go to Harvard, but it's the thought of applying to see if they could get accepted type mm-hmm. of thing, you know? And just knowing that, you know, we're out here supporting you, whatever you want to do, whether you don't even want to go to school, you just want to start up a business. Like,
mm-hmm.
Your community is going to have your back. Just keep your head on straight and just, you know, do what you got to do.
Right. For sure. For sure.
Do we have any final thoughts?
That was my final thought.
Yeah, that was a good final thought right there. God
I know. Damn. I thought like, it was too. Like, I just thought
it was. Look, because I'm just outdone with these white folks, Chad. I'm just outdone. I need to feed the baby and have some wine, a full bottle. But to finish this bottle off, you hear me?
Yes, that's it. Like, just don't put your worth into no money, no school, no nothing. Like, you are worthy within yourself, within everything that you are, within everything that you do. Just continue to focus on what it is that makes you happy, what it is that brings you joy and gives you purpose. And then that's all you need in life. That's all you need. Yeah. All of the other stuff will come. You know what I'm saying? But you have to let God work through you. You know what I'm saying? Don't pay. You ain't got to pay your way through life. You ain't got to fake your way through life. You ain't got to do none of that. Continue to be who you are, your authentic self, and live your authentic truth. And everything that is meant for you is going to come. The people that are meant to be in your life will be there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every opportunity that's meant to be there will be, the door will be open.
Yeah, the door, God will always open the door that he wants you to be in. So
absolutely. So you have faith and trust in the process, and you believe in yourself and all that you do, and know that even though people is lying, cheating and scamming their way through life, you do not have to do that because your light shines brightly. You know, so just keep that in mind, and that would be my final thought.
Yeah. What about you, Michael? This is a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
My final thoughts are that, you know, college is, I feel like personally, college is an opportunity to learn and grow and just become better than you were before coming to college. And so that you could go out and really, you know, give back to your communities and do all these types of things. But within this particular example, we see that there's a very specific community of individuals who are basically robbing people of opportunities that have worked hard to get into the type of institutions that they want to apply to. But because they're sitting up here manipulating people and manipulating the system and being fraudulent as fuck, we see that we can't deny that there have been some missed opportunities for certain people. Mm-hmm. But that shouldn't discourage them from still being able to go to a university and have an amazing experience. So my final thought is just to continue to, you know, believe in yourself, support, you know, your friends and family, and encourage one another, and always strive for excellence in whatever you do. And it's going to take hard work, but you know what? It's going to all be worth it in the end.
That's a good vent.
Period.
Period. And they all need to go to jail. Period.
Ain't that it?
Yes. You're going to jail. Prison.
Yeah. Send them to jail.
No commissary for you. Period. No commissary for you.
All them bitches.
No. You're gonna be Big Bertha's bitch. You're gonna be Big Bertha's bitch.
Get you a soap on a robo. Otherwise.
And really, they need to spend time in county jail. I know none of those luxury prisons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Federal prison. You need to go to federal. Yeah, not federal.
No, federal is the good one.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah, they need to go like state or county jail. Just spend them and let them sit in county jail, like
hard jails, hard knock life.
You know, I'll be watching 60 Days In and shit, and they be going in, getting high in toilet bowls and shit.
Ain't that it, Jesus? Ooh, Lord bless them. But anyway, let's move right over to our question and answer segment.
Okay, so this question this week comes from Damo. Damo says, I'm trying to throw a party for my favorite cousin on my dad's side of the family. But no one on my dad's side wants to help me coordinate the event. And I'm pissed. I don't even know if they will come. Help. Tell your family and shit.
Right. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, your
who does not want to help with a kickback? Like right. A your family, for your cousin. Y'all. Yes.
Ain't that just like niggas who want to want to be a part of the party, want to be invited to the party, but don't want to help with the
setup. You know, supposed to help set up come an hour into the, was I supposed to come? Yes.
So this is what I would do. If it was me, I would be like, okay, fuck y'all. Y'all just ain't gonna be coming. We gonna have a party. It's gonna be a little kickback. That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a kickback. We're gonna have a nice little shindig. Maybe get a little DJ. If not, then just have some little music playing. You know what I'm saying? Right. Get you a nice cake, or either like have like a little kickback at the house, and then from there, then go club hopping or something like that. Bar hopping. I don't know how old you are, but if you old enough to drink, then go bar hopping and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do like a little itinerary of the day. You know, that way it don't have to be all of the people, and you don't have to do a lot of work. You can just plan to go somewhere, have some fun, shit. Like,
I like maybe, that idea.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you want to go like go-kart racing or something like that, something that's fun that y'all can do and still enjoy the time without having to put in too much work. You know what I'm saying? You gotta kind of let Google help you sometimes.
Or say, fuck the family. The family fucked my husband. name that movie real quick.
Oh my God.
Y'all know that movie?
Fucking soulful as fuck.
Yes. And get with your cousin's friends. That's what I would say. Get with your cousin's friends and kind of see what they want to do as well. Like, if you want to do a party, cool. I feel like sometimes a party can be hectic because, again, you don't know who's going to show up and you don't want to have, like, an empty-ass spot. But I definitely agree with Josh. Like, maybe having something fun in the day and then maybe bar hopping or do one of those little, what's that shit called? The little beer or the things on the bike,
like
where you drink and you what do they call that?
That would be a good idea,
like a tour, like a drink tour thing where you be on the little, you got that shit hard in the bitch though, so make sure y'all fit. Yes, like a pedal. I forgot what you call it, but that's fun. So find little things like that. It's a lot of work though. Bitches got to be fit for that. Cause ain't no motor. Right. People thought it was a motor. Like, oh, if we don't want to pedal, we don't have to. It's just the motor. No, bitch. Yeah. Everybody got the pedal. Like,
you drink.
But it was so much fun. You bring all your own drinks and liquor and whatever, and just have a good time. Or do an escape room, drunk as fuck. We've done an escape room, and it was so much fun. Yes. So, if the party thing don't work, get with his friends, and if, or her friends, and if the party thing doesn't work, at least try to find like events, to little things to do throughout the day or the week. Make it a weekend thing, or a full day, like brunch and shit, and then go in. You know what I'm saying?
Some prosecco, some pineapple juice, and orange juice. Ooh. I'm sorry, I just got lost in the mimosas.
Come on, mimosa. Jesus be a mimosa.
Yeah, please. A picture.
Jesus. A picture.
Now look, you say it not God. Just a picture. I need a whole picture.
A whole picture.
A couple of pictures. Ain't that actually. It?
What you think, Micah? What should Dama do?
I think like the advice that you all came up with was really, really good. Like if the family is showing not to want to work with you and trying to help make this a celebratory event, like you can scale back. And of course, if you still want to invite them, that's your, you know, decision. But you could just make little events. Like if it's depending on the thing, like, cause I don't know if it's like, you know, like is it a birthday party or what type of party? It's just said that you want to throw them a party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
you
true. Can
do things that are probably like specific to that event, or like go do brunch and then do an escape. Like there are little things that you could coordinate that you don't necessarily need the family's input from. Right. And like Danny said, gather your cousins, friends, or close homies, or whatever, and just y'all all could just be there to celebrate the moment, because it's really exactly it's about the people who are there who care.
Yes.
And so like y'all go have fun, period. Like y'all just need to go out and just have two or three, like three or four little events throughout for the weekend or whatever you have. You might just change the dates or whatever, but I'm sure it's gonna be fun, Damo. I'm sure it's gonna be fun.
Yes,
let us know how that goes.
Anything that has alcohol is gonna be a good time. Mm-hmm. And if you need more help from Woke and Broke, like we'll help coordinate. Like we'll tell you what you can do. Just tell us your location and we'll have it popping for you. Like
get you some resources.
Yes. But definitely let us know how it goes, because I want to know what you did. I need a whole itinerary. Like, and I might get a babysitter and show up my day up. Hey, cousin. Cousin.
Y'all know me? Oh, well.
You know, Lil Lucky. Name that movie. Y'all know that movie?
What'd you say?
I said, name that movie where he was like, Lil Lucky.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. He was like, cousin. And showed up at the barbecue.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Poetic Justice. Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
You know that's my movie, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that is you. That's your shit. I should have been able to just guess that shit.
But thank you, Damo, for reaching out to us. Again, let us know how it goes. Send your questions or comments at welcomebropodcast@gmail.com or just slide into one of our DMs. Please we'll take that too.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Do that.
Yes. So now we are going to transition into our final segment of the day, which is a word from our ancestors. Bro, what you got today?
So today I have a quote from Booker T. Washington.
Hey, guys.
Come on, Booker.
And the quote reads, "Nothing ever comes to one that is worth having except as a result of hard work." And I really, really, really like this quote, because just thinking about the context of which this conversation about the admission scandal is taking, we know that there are people who are not working hard and they're still getting things to come their way. And they're still getting opportunities because they can afford it and their parents can pay for it. But let's be reminded that, again, what you do in the dark does come to
light. Always.
Mm-hmm. Just like hard work. You're going to be working your ass off, bust your ass, do what you got to do to build yourself up and become this very strong and capable individual. And you're going to have great things come to you. Yes. So I think it's important to be reminded that hard work is not something to sleep on. Hard work is not something to just be like, you know what? Okay, I'll pay for it. Just like them people that be getting them ass shots instead of them butts. You know, like, and that's no shade, but there's definitely been health situations around doing that. But it's another example of you have to put in the work.
Yes.
Hard work pays off. Even if you've tried over and over and it still doesn't, you don't feel like you're going to get to where you need to go, you will eventually see progress.
Yes.
You will see something change. Hard work is so transformative. Mm-hmm. It is so transformative, so useful, and it's so necessary when you want to advance.
Yes.
And people don't. I don't think people take hard work as serious as they used to. Mm-hmm. But I do know there are some people that still do and believe in hard work. And people like us, Black people, for example, who have known nothing but hard work, throughout our time here, and we continue to break barriers and continue to accelerate to new heights because of hard work, because of people doubting us and us turning up the lever to make our hard work show even faster. Yes. You know what I mean? And so we just putting our hard work on Front Street, looking at people like, "What? Well, what's up? Yeah, you know, sure. We're here. Mm-hmm. We did it. You know, it was hard as hell, mm-hmm. but we are here and we are successful because of it." And so that quote really resonates with me.
Yes, that was a good one.
It was a good one. Shout out, Michael.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, always for the word. It
is. I need a good word on this Sunday.
For sure, ain't that it? But that is going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys for listening. Again, remember to send your questions and any input that you have on this week's topic to welcomebrokepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we're going to talk to y'all next week.
Yes.
Bye.
Be blessed, y'all.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Woke and Broke. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us to show your support. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. And we want to hear from you, so send your input for this week's topic or questions that you'd like to hear us answer on the show to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. If you like us, tell your mama, tell your brother, tell your uncle, tell your sister, tell your cousin. Tell them about us. We'd love to have their support too. Thanks for listening.